Welcome to No Longer Conformed. I'm Eric Garthy, and we are studying Talking to God, a study on the principles of prayer based on Ron Dunn's book, Don't Just Stand There, Pray Something. In this session, we'll be looking at 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 to 4. Turn there in your Bible if you haven't yet, 1 Timothy chapter 2. This passage reveals three groups to pray for: all men, kings, and all who are in authority. Why? Well, verses 3 and 4. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Salvation and spiritual growth. Wait a minute. What about the free will of man? Well, the person who doesn't want to be saved, the person who doesn't want to stop acting carnal. And what about the sovereignty of God? Isn't he going to do what he wants to do anyway? It's a dilemma. You know what? That's not my problem. That's God's problem. Remember two things about prayer. God commands Christians to pray, and he never contradicts himself. So read those first two verses. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and to all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. First of all, prayer, supplications, intercessions, prayers. The church can do nothing greater than pray. Pray for secular leaders. Verse 2, for kings and all who are in authority. Imagine the early Christians in Rome reading this, being fed to the lions and dogs. Pray for the emperor. Who did you say wrote this letter? Listen, there. Romans 13, in verse 1 says, there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. All who are in authority, that means employers, school teachers, parents, church leaders, government leaders, and on. Does this mean to only pray for their salvation? Do kings need to be Christian in order to govern right? No. Proverbs chapter 21 and verse 1 states, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Like the rivers of water, he turns it wherever he wishes. God's in control. And verse 2, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. And verse 4, God who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. Look at Matthew chapter 5, verse 44. Pray for those who spitefully use you and persecute you. Our goal is to have an environment that is favorable to sharing the gospel. Pray for spiritual leaders, the second part of verse 2, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. Several years ago, I told the congregation that I led as pastor that I was going to explain to them how to fire your pastor. I'll never forget the reaction to that statement. One member suggested that I better hire a traffic cop because they're going to be coming in from other churches by the busload. What I told them that day was that if you want to fire your pastor, pray for him. Pray that the Holy Spirit will fall on him and set him on fire. If you don't like your pastor, change him by praying for him. Someone wrote, better praying in the pew will make for better preaching in the pulpit. How do you pray to fire your pastor? Well, pray God's blessing on his ministry. Ephesians chapter 6, verses 18 and 19. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints and for me, that utterance may be given to me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Colossians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. Meanwhile, praying also for us, that God would open to us a door for the word, to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in chains, that I may make it manifest. Romans chapter 15, and verse 30, down to verse 32. Christians should pray regularly for their pastors, that they may preach Christ boldly and clearly. Romans 15, verse 30. Now I beg you, brethren, through the Lord Jesus Christ and through the love of the Spirit, that you strive together with me in prayers to God for me, that I may be delivered from those in Judea who do not believe, and that my service for Jerusalem may be acceptable to the saints, that I may come to you with joy by the will of God, and may be refreshed together with you, that I may be delivered, that my service be acceptable, and that I may come to you. So how do you fire your pastor? Well, pray God's protection on his private life. Listen, moral failure. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Listen, few people are gossiped about as much as our pastors. A word, a suspicion, ministries are destroyed. Pastors need their own team of spiritual bodyguards, faithful intercessors. And pray for all believers. Verse 1, therefore I exhort first that all supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men. Look at verse 4 again. Be saved. Well, that's our next session. But notice the phrase, come to the knowledge of the truth. How should I pray for believers? Well, take a look at several passages. Let me give them to you. You can write them down. Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 20. Ephesians chapter 3, verses 14 to 19. Philippians chapter 1, verses 9 to 11. Colossians chapter 1, verses 9 to 12. Imagine a Christian about to go down for the count to temptation. Suddenly he realizes the power that raised Christ from the dead is in him. Listen, here's a list of some prayer items for other believers, that their eyes will be opened to their resources in Christ, that they will be strengthened by the Holy Spirit, that they will be filled with the fullness of God, that they will be full, that they will fully understand the love of Christ, that their love for others will grow to overflowing, that they will discern right from wrong and choose right, that they will be free of hypocrisy and live blameless lives, that they will be full of fruits of righteousness, that they will know God's will for their lives and commit, that they will seek to please God in everything they do, that they will be fruitful in every work, that they will hunger and thirst to know more of God. Someone wrote, God works through our prayers to bring the supply of the Spirit. Praying can bring power to a believer's life. Praying can bring healing to broken spirits, save cities from ruin, raise dead to life, stop violence, close the mouths of wild beasts, alter the course of nature, slow the movement of the sun and moon, and the protection of pastors in the midst of suffering, weakness, torment, or persecution. Most of all, prayers please God and work to meet our needs. You think about all that, and you have a great day.